This is Jay Sekulow, the UN Next Week, the issue, Israel and the Palestinian Authority.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Those of us who are friends of Israel must understand that true security for the Jewish state requires an independent Palestine, one that allows the Palestinian people to live with dignity and opportunity.
We need an environment that is conducive to direct negotiations. We all know that no matter what happens or doesn't happen at the UN, the next day is not going to result in the kind of changes that the United States wishes to see.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We want peace. We want reconciliation. And the truth is, I think all the people who follow this process closely know that the only way to Palestinian statehood is through negotiations, through agreements, not through international dictates, even from the United Nations.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're glad that our television cameras are in here, so those of you watching at ACLJ.org can actually see a video of our discussion here. David French is in the studio with me here. I just came back, by the way, from New York yesterday. We had a series of meetings. Part of those meetings also dealt with the situation at the UN. Let me get everybody up to speed. The UN's coming back in session next week. At that session, it is planned right now for the Palestinian Authority to make some formal move at the UN regarding the issue. This is it's a little bit moving target right now, regarding the issue of Palestinian statehood. Now, the reason that I say it's a moving issue right now is because we're not yet sure. There's not 100% guarantee on what it's going to be. Is it going to be member state, which would give them voting rights, which has to go through the Security Council, or will it be a state that's not a voting member of the state, a state entity? Right now, they're a non-state entity. They move to state entity. They don't get to vote, but they're deemed a state, much like the Vatican, the Holy See. David French is a senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, does a lot on the international law issue. Let's talk about David first. We have a moving target here. I've been in meetings last week in our offices in Washington and Virginia, up in New York meeting there. What's the status right now as you see it? It's very much moving, and people need to understand it is a moving target.
Well, you know, I think what's happening right now is a lot of smarter people are bringing a lot of pressure on the Palestinians not to seek statehood. But the Palestinians so far are indicating that they're going to push forward anyway. They've got their own domestic political constituency. But the international community doesn't want to face this right now.
You know, you mentioned their internal issue. Here's what's happened. The Prime Minister of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazen, has said for the last months that he wants his legacy to be, because he's not going to be serving in the next regime, which, by the way, is a partner with Hamas, he wants a Palestinian state created. The United States is facing real pressure on this issue because now you've got Turkey, which used to be an ally of of Israel, no longer the case. Egypt, and you saw and we're going to talk about what's going on in Egypt right now, all putting pressure on the United States to not block a vote. The United States would actually have to veto a move in the Security Council, or the Palestinian Authority gets to have a Palestinian state. And here's the Palestinian state they want on the 67 borders. Let me play for you. This is soundbite number 3, Mohammed Shtayyeh. He's a PLO executive committee member to the UN. This is what he's saying.
We are going to the United Nations. We are going to the Security Council. We are going to ask for full membership for the Palestinian state on the borders of 1967.
So, David, here's the situation. People are going to say, so what's the big deal if the Palestinian Authority gets a state, if the UN does that? Doesn't that solve the problem? It really makes the problem much worse and puts Israel's security in absolute jeopardy, especially with the region becoming so hostile.
Oh, it's much, much worse. Not only – Palestinian Authority does not control that land. They're going to be getting a declaration of independence on land that they don't control, land where Jewish people live in large numbers. There would be a recipe for conflict, a recipe for war. This would be laying the foundation for war.
All right, we're going to talk about that foundation for war when we come back. Our phone lines up are open for you right now. Here's the question, folks. Do we begin to stand with Israel, putting pressure on our government, putting pressure on the UN? How important is it that Israel be able to maintain its borders and fend off this now what I consider a form of attack coming from the Palestinian Authority? Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to have a report from Israel in just a moment. We've got our booklet on Sharia law. I'm offering that to you as well. If you want that, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255. Free booklet on the Sharia law issue. Just call us or ACLJ.org.
The situation in the Middle East is getting more dangerous with each day. Radical Islam on the march, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. And now the Palestinian Authority prepares to flex its political muscle at the UN in seeking a designation to create its own state. The focus on Israel, protecting Israel, our nation's most important ally. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms here and abroad. In just a few days, we'll let you know how you can stand with us and get involved in protecting Israel. The work of the ACLJ has never been more important. In order to understand this ongoing threat to our freedoms, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. That's why we want you to have a special resource, free, our gift to you, a booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or get your free copy online, aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
Peaceful, all is well. Upon every rock and mountain in the land of Israel.
Well, you know, is everything well in the land of Israel? Johnny Cash, great song, by the way, but Johnny Cash thinks so, but I'm not so sure that the reality is there. We're going to be joined by Skip Ash in a moment. Let me get two things clarified for you right away. Number one, we want to take your phone calls. How important is it to you that we stand with Israel? Do you trust the administration to do it? What about the UN? Where are they going to go with this? We want your comments, your suggestions. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110, and we want to hear from you. Do you think it's important that we stand with Israel? Next week on the broadcast, when the UN comes back in session, which is next week, we're going to give you direct action to take. You're already seeing some groups talk about ads, things that are running. The reason we're holding back from getting you fully engaged in this right now is we have got two alternatives that we're viewing right now. One is full statehood, where they ask for to go through the Security Council and they become a member state like everybody else, which could be disastrous for Israel with no recognized borders. You can imagine the trouble there. Or then this compromise, which is going from observer entity, which is what they are right now, to observer state. Now, observer entity is significant, but not that significant. In fact, our European Center for Law and Justice is an NGO with consultative status to the UN. It's non-voting, obviously, but we get to engage the issues. Going from observer entity to observer state, that would be a significant shift. So those are the issues we're looking at. Believe me, we've got teams researching this in Washington, in Virginia, and in Jerusalem. And our phone lines, again, are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to get Skip Ash in the conversation right now. I want to say this as we're introducing Skip. Skip is another senior counsel, of course, with the ACLJ, heads up a lot of our international stuff, is in Israel right now at a conference working on national security issues, working with our office in Jerusalem. In fact, he's with David Benjamin from our office there. I want to tell you something, folks. We told you what was going to happen in Egypt. We said it was going to be the Muslim Brotherhood. Do you have any doubt now that the Muslim Brotherhood is running Egypt? They've ransacked the Israeli embassy. It's been calm there for 33 years, the relationship between Israel and Egypt. That is no longer the case. What do you think is going to happen in the rest of the Arab Spring? That's my concern. And the radical Islamists are going after the Coptic Christians in Egypt in unparalleled numbers. They are mandating Sharia, and everybody that's listening to me needs to get educated on the Sharia law issue, folks. They are trying to get Sharia. The radical Islamists are trying to get Sharia right here in the United States. In fact, we've got a book on it right now, but I want to give you as our gift to get you educated on this. We've got a booklet called Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. I want you to have it. Here's the number, 877 989-2255. We're getting ready to send a team to the UN. We've got, of course, offices in New York. 877-989-2255. We're going to send you this booklet on Sharia law. Skip Ash is a senior counsel at the ACLJ. And by the way, aclj.org, you can request your copy there. We've got a lot of information posted on this at aclj.org. Skip, you're in Israel right now. I just asked you during the break, tell everybody, what is the sense in Israel on what's going to next week's going to be a very important week, historic week at the United Nations. What are you hearing?
Well, initially we're hearing that there's going to be one of two options, just like you mentioned, either to go to the Security Council or to go solely to the General Assembly. And right now the people believe over here that it's most likely they're going to go to the General Assembly, trying to get that recognition at least sufficient to move their category from that entity to a non-member state, just like the Holy See, the Vatican. And if they do that, that's going to be an increase in their prestige. And there's some concern here, obviously, about what that leads to, especially with respect to the International Criminal Court.
Well, I was going to bring up the ICC because we're heavily engaged in that one. We've spent literally thousands of hours of legal time. I've been to The Hague on this issue. We've been before the Office of the Prosecutor in this roundtable event they had arguing the case. Here's the reality. It would have a direct impact on the ICC. Now, there's going to be some attempts by the United States government. So far, by the way, the United States has said, we're going to veto this. That's why I think they're moving towards the General Assembly, where the veto doesn't work. Let me get, calls are coming in, are pouring in. Let me get Chris on line two. He's calling from New Jersey. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes, Jay. I read a piece on your own website, the ACLJ website.
Yes, sir.
I copied and pasted. I was so impressed. Summed up, it basically was written that Palestine doesn't technically exist because they never signed off on things offered to them. And when I've gone to argue with people that are pro-Palestine and I offer them to read that, it literally changes their mind.
Well, we've got a lot of information. David French has written a lot of it. Skip has written it. We've got booklets on it. We've got books on it. But, David, go ahead. I think this is the article that you were working on.
Well, yeah, absolutely. What you have to understand is for there to be a state in international law, there's got to be specific factors that exist. And those factors simply aren't there. They're trying to concoct something out of whole cloth through a political maneuver. This is lawfare. It's warfare through other means. It is warfare through the abuse of international law. And what we have to tell the international community is if their standards mean anything at all, there is no Palestinian state.
By the way, David French has an article up on ACLJ.org right now called A Dangerous New Turn in Egypt. You need to go to it. We've had a lot of people have liked it for Facebook purposes, and a lot of people are reading it. I encourage you to go to aclj.org. Our docket blog is where our blogs are. David's got one up there right now. Skip, the situation in Egypt is intense. How does that play into it, Skip? You've got Egypt, which is now taking this anti-Israel view. Turkey, which is, throwing out the ambassador there. What is your sense?
Well, my sense is that the Arab world is just being stirred up, and the Muslim world in general. Remember, 20 years ago, before the revolution in Iran, Iran, Turkey, and Egypt were allies of Israel. Now Iran is gone, Turkey and Egypt are gone. So right now, all the peace and the tranquility in the region that supported Israel is gone. And the Israelis, obviously, I was on the plane when that thing happened in Cairo. But when I hit the ground, that's what everybody was talking about because that was unexpected, and it was really a shot. And a shock to the Israelis.
You know, Skip Ash, by the way, is calling from Israel right now. He's been participating in a national security conference in Israel. He's been working with David French, who is our senior lawyer there in our ACLJ offices. I have just got word just moments ago that on next either Tuesday or Wednesday's broadcast, we're ready for this one, folks. We're going to have the Deputy Prime Minister for the State of Israel as a guest talking about the situation at the United Nations, Dan Meridor, who's been on some of our video broadcasts before. He is actually going to be on our program. We also are going to have Danny Aiello, the Deputy Foreign Minister. We're going to have, it looks like this time, Ido Aroni, the Consul General. So we're going to give you a lot of information coming out of Israel. It's going to be very, very big. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. You want to understand what I'm concerned about with all of this? Palestinian state recognition is going to be dangerous for Israel and more instability in the region. You saw what's happened in Egypt. This is the Islamists trying to gain control. And frankly, they're the organized political factor. What does that mean? Sharia law. What does Sharia law mean for the U.S. Constitution? Completely incompatible. You cannot take Islamic law and apply it to the U.S. Constitution. We've done a booklet. We've now done a book on this. We want to encourage you to get the booklet. I'm sending it to you. We want everybody educated on this. Again, you want that booklet, Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution, which has a chart in it which compares Islamic law to the United States constitutional law and United States federal law. Here is the number, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And I encourage you to get that booklet on Sharia law. We're going to go right back to our phones. Jerry's calling. He's on line 5 out of Wisconsin. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I think you support Israel, but you do it by, I think, supporting a Palestinian state. The Palestinian state, not Gaza Strip, but the Palestinian state, is not under Sharia law. It's not under some far right-wing Islamic law. It's a pretty secular law. So,
Where are you talking about exactly? Where do you have secular law? Because you know the new government, the new coalition government for the Palestinian Authority includes Hamas. In fact, Hamas may be leading the government, and that is Sharia law.
It's much more secular than the people who are ultra-Orthodox in Israel. It's much more secular.
But Jewish law and custom in Israel doesn't say cut people's heads off or remove their limbs. It does not say women cannot testify against someone for rape. There's a big difference there. Now, here's the question, Jerry, that I'm asking you. I do work in the Palestinian Authority. So, you know, I appreciate you calling, but I do work in the Palestinian Authority. You ask the Christians in the Palestinian Authority if they'd rather be under Israeli control or the Palestinian Authority control with a partnership with Hamas, and there's no question they'd rather be under Israeli control. Now, having said that, you're correct that the Palestinian Authority was more secular, but not the new government. That was under Fatah. And, Skip, that has changed radically in the last year.
That's exactly right. I mean, there's an attempt at a reconciliation between Hamas, which are radical Islamists who want to establish an Islamic state, and Fatah, which is relatively secular. Now, whether this will ever work out is another question. But right now, they have this agreement, and they have this agreement because they want to go with a united front to the U.N. for this statehood issue.
All right.
Remember,
go ahead. Go ahead, Skip.
Remember, the last time there was a free election, it was Hamas that won the election, not Fatah, and that's what's caused a lot of the problems between the two since then.
All right, we've got just 40 seconds left here. David, very quickly, Palestinian state recognition at the U.N., how dangerous will that be for Israel?
Oh, as I said earlier, it sets the foundation for war. It creates the condition for massive unrest in the Middle East.
Which is already seeing a lot of unrest. Folks, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk more about that when we come back next week. We're going to tell you how to take direct action. This week, I want to educate you. Sharia law is the issue. Here is the number. We're going to send you this booklet called Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. You can request it at ACLJ.org. Go to that website. We've got a lot of great information posted. Or call us at 877-989-2255. Sharia law, radical Islam's threat to the U.S. Constitution. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world. The situation in the Middle East is getting more dangerous with each day. Radical Islam on the march, dedicated to destroying freedom, democracy, our way of life. And now the Palestinian Authority prepares to flex its political muscle at the UN and seeking a designation to create its own state. The focus on Israel, protecting Israel, our nation's most important ally. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms here and abroad. In just a few days, we'll let you know how you can stand with us and get involved in protecting Israel. The work of the ACLJ has never been more important. In order to understand this ongoing threat to our freedoms, we need to understand what's behind the radical Islamic extremists. That's why we want you to have a special resource, free, our gift to you, a booklet entitled Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Call now, 1-877-989-2255 or get your free copy online, ACLJ.org.
But we want peace, we want reconciliation, and the truth is, I think all the people who follow this process closely know that the only way to Palestinian statehood is through negotiations, through agreements, not through international dictates, even from the United Nations.
That's Mark Regev, by the way, who we've been with many times in Israel. He is a spokesman for the Prime Minister, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu. Skip, let me ask you this. And by the way, for those that are just joining us, Skip Ash, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ, is in Israel right now. I don't know what part of Israel he's in. I know he's been at a conference, participating in a conference there. Skip, let's talk about, you know, David just made the statement before the break. This is kind of the setup for war here, if we're not really careful. What's your sense?
Well, I think the same thing is true. The Israelis are very antsy about what's going to happen because there's instability, as you know, in Syria. There's instability coming probably in Lebanon because of Hezbollah. There's instability in Turkey, in Egypt. And then we have Turkey stirring up the pot right now, trying to say they've come out and said that they're going to lead the charge for this Palestinian statehood. And this is going to inflame the passions of the people on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. And if they start moving onto the against Israel, there's going to have to be some type of response. And once that happens, I think the people, the surrounding nations, are going to be piling on. So I think there's a grave danger of a potential conflict.
You know, our European Center for Law and Justice office in Strasbourg, France, folks, we've done work in Turkey. I mean, you understand the scope of the ACLJ and our affiliated organizations around the globe, because we've got an office in Jerusalem, an office in Moscow, an office in Pakistan, an office in Strasbourg, France. We've done work in Turkey. We know the situation. We've represented the Greek Orthodox Church in Turkey. Istanbul, as it's now called, Constantinople, was the kind of the seat of Orthodoxy for Greek Orthodox. And you talk about persecution. The patriarch has to get permission from the government to leave the patriarchate. That's how bad it is in right now for the Christians in Turkey. You've heard about the Bible bookstore people that were killed in Turkey that ran the printing presses to print out Bibles. That's how bad it is. Now they've turned on Israel, even though there was, for a long period of time, a great relationship. David, let me go back to this war scenario. You're a soldier. Skip's a soldier. You've got a situation brewing right now that in the next 3 weeks at the UN could be vital. We're going to let, by the way, everybody know how you can engage the issue next week at the UN. I just want to educate you this week. Very, very important. We need to understand that, and this is coming from the Prime Minister of Turkey, recognition of a Palestinian state is not a choice, but an obligation. They are putting a gauntlet down here, David, that's very serious.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing we have to remember is these Arab Spring uprisings haven't happened yet in the West Bank. And this lays the foundation for popular uprising. It's like lighting a match around gunpowder. And so this is an incredibly delicate situation where there's no room for political posturing. There has to be a serious, hard look application of international law to keep this situation from exploding, like it is exploding in a slow motion process in Egypt right now.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what they're saying in Turkey. This, again, Prime Minister Erdogan. This is very troubling, folks. Let's raise the Palestinian flag and let that flag be a symbol of peace and justice in the Middle East. So that doesn't sound so awful. Well, how about the next sentence? Israel is the West's spoiled child. You understand what you allow a Palestinian state without negotiation, folks. You are calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. And we'll get into more of that next week. But again, get educated on this stuff. We've got a great booklet for you. It's called Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. It shows you what's going on here. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Susie's calling. She's on line 3 from California. Hi, Susie.
Hi. Thank you for your program.
Sure.
I was wondering, I'm in the military, and I've decided I'm going to stay in until I have to compromise my values. And I was wondering, if America sides with the Palestinian state, what does that bode for U.S. service members, and what do you see them being employed for in the future?
Let me give you the political thing, then I'm going to let David and Skip address the military situation. Politically, I think right now the United States is going to veto It looks we've been working very aggressively on this. We've got a joint letter from Congress that went out. We've got one going out from the Senate by our friend Orrin Hatch. So we have been working not just behind the scenes, folks. I mean, I've been in Washington and Virginia the last 3 weeks and with some trips to New York and elsewhere. And the fact of the matter is we are working on this very aggressively and we're getting response. Having said that, the United States is going to have to veto it at the UN. And that's one thing. Vetoing at the UN means the Security Council. But if, in fact, you move past the Security Council and go to the General Assembly for this state that's not a, you know, it's a non-voting member state, basically, that is the General Assembly's vote. So it's very difficult. For the United States military and for our national security, more instability in the region, David, would be disastrous.
Absolutely disastrous. But you know, one thing, Israel's great credit. They're a tremendous ally because as one senior government official told us when we were last in Israel meeting with him, he said, "We don't ask your sons and daughters to die on our soil." Think about this. They're one of our closest allies, yet they've never asked for our military to come in and protect them. They want to be strong enough to protect themselves. And that's an ally we should support. That's an ally that we should give every ability to protect themselves. So, you know, we're hoping that it doesn't come to that crisis point where we have to make those kinds of tough decisions.
Let me ask you this, Skip. There's a report coming out right now that Muslim Brotherhood has fingerprints all over this recent attack on the Israeli embassy. What are you hearing about that one while you've been in Israel this week?
Yeah, that's come out here also, with the idea that although they're saying they're going to be peaceful, they're in the background and everything else, that they're stirring up trouble. And I think they were stirring up trouble. They're trying to destabilize the military in Egypt, which is the only effective block on their coming to power. And I think they're doing this to create crises here, there, and everywhere to overtax the military. And you know, they've already, the military already has been incapable of stopping terrorists from coming across the Egyptian border into Israel from the Sinai. So we're seeing a general degradation of the military, and I think this is a challenge to their authority.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that the situation in Egypt, David, you've written about this. What was your sense? You've got an article posted at ACLJ.org. We want people to go to that and go to the website, look at the docket blog. David's got to post this, I think, the lead post right now. What's your sense of it?
Well, you know, we have essentially bribed the Egyptian military to the tune of billions of dollars a year to not attack Israel. And if the Muslim Brotherhood takes over, this land for peace deal that was done in the late 1970s, where Israel would give up the buffer zone in the Sinai for peace, would then put the hostile Egypt right smack on their borders again. So, you know, when people say land for peace, that only depends on if the government that's there at the time is willing to be peaceful. But as we've seen in the Middle East, these governments sometimes change as much as we change our clothes.
Well, I think that the reality is you're right. I mean, we got to be realistic on what we're going to get. What we don't know, and I want to be very clear on this as we close the broadcast out today, what we don't know is this. We don't know if next week the vote is going to happen on this Palestinian Authority. We don't know if they're going to move for full statehood, whether they're going to instead move for this quasi-status, which would be a non-member state. These are going from observer entity to observer state, whether it's going to be full membership, we don't know. What we do know is this. We're going to fight back and fight back aggressively at the United Nations next week. We've got a team working on it through the weekend, through the rest of this week as well. As I said, I just came back from New York yesterday. So, folks, I encourage you, stay engaged. Go to ACLJ.org. Go to Facebook. We're posting information at the ACLJ Facebook. I've got Facebook out right now, too. Jordan's keeping everybody up to date on Twitter. So we're hitting it from a lot of avenues. We will be posting a portion of this broadcast on air on our video today. So it'll be at ACLJ.org. You can look out on online. But, folks, as we close the broadcast out, get educated. This is the week of education. Next week's the week of action. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 1-877-989-2255. You want to know what these radical Islamists, you want to know what the Muslim Brotherhood wants? We've laid it out for you in a 40-page document, a 50-page document called Sharia Law, Radical Islam's Threat to the U.S. Constitution. Everybody needs to get this and get educated. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Talk to you tomorrow. In the last
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.